Ityatmanam samadishya kargecha swagriham gate nanda pramudito mene atmanam purnam asisham Shri Shukavacha Shri Shukadeva Goswami said Iti, thus, Atmanam, about the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Soul. Samadisha, after fully instructing. Garge, when Gargamuni. Cha, also, Swagriham, to his own abode. Gate, had departed. Nanda, Maharaj Nanda, Pramuditaha, became extremely pleased. Mene, considered. Atmanam, his own self. Purnam Ashisham, full of all good fortune. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Shukadeva Goswami continued, after Gargamuni, having instructed Nanda Maharaj about Krishna, departed for his own home, Nanda Maharaj was very pleased and considered himself full of all good fortune. Purport, Krishna is the super soul, and Nanda Maharaj is the individual soul. By the instructions of Gargamuni, both of them were blessed. Nanda Maharaj was thinking of Krishna's safety from the hands of demons like Putana and Narshakasura, and because he possessed such a son, he thought of himself as most fortunate. Text 21. After a short time passed, both brothers Ram and Krishna began to crawl on the ground of Braja with the strength of their hands and knees, thus enjoy their childhood play. Report. One Brahmin devotee said, Shrutim apare, Shrutim itare, Bharatam anye, Bhajatu bhava vita, Aham iha nandam bande, Yasyalinde param brahma. Let others fearing material existence worship the Vedas, the Vedic supplementary Puranas, and the Mahabharata. But I shall worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Brahman is crawling. For a highly exalted devotee, Kaivalya, merging into the existence of the Supreme, appears no better than hell, Narakayate. But here one can simply think of the crawling of Krishna and Balaram in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and always merge in the transcendental happiness. As long as one is absorbed in thoughts of Krishna Leela, especially Krishna's childhood pastimes, as Pariksit Maharaj desired to be, one is always merged in actual Kaivalya. Therefore, Vyasadeva compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, Lokasya Janato Vidvams Chakre Satvita Samhita, the Bhagavatam 176. Vyasadeva compiled Srimad Bhagavatam under the instructions of Narada, so that anyone can take advantage of this literature, think of Krishna's pastimes, and always be liberated. So then the verse is repeated. Shrutim apare, shrutim itare, bharatam anye bhavantu bhavabhita, aham hi nanda, nandam bande, yasyalinde param brahma. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, yad yad acharya shestas tat tat eve taro janaha, Siyat paramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate. That whatever great man does, common men follow in his footsteps, and whatever standards he sets by his exemplary acts, all this world pursues. So everyone needs an ideal. And as a matter of fact, we have so many leaders in our heads that we're not even aware of. But everyone wants to find out who's the ideal leader so we can get whatever we want. or whatever we think will give us happiness. Therefore it says, Tarko apratishta shutiya vibina isavarishir yasya nibinam dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena katasapanta. When people are arguing, really what they're arguing about is who the leader really is, what the qualifications of the leader is and who it actually is. And when they're reading scripture, Tarko apratishta shutiya vibinam, there's so many ideal people put forward in the scriptures. And yes, such as Ramayana or Shiva or Indra, whatever, there's so many ideal people put forward, and people are attracted to their desire. Like if you want to have a good wife, you worship Uma. So she's ideal for giving you a good wife. If you want to have unlimited sex, you can worship Indra. If you want to become the possessor of unlimited riches, you worship Kuvera. Because these are persons who are ideal persons to these different departments of material existence. So people argue all the scriptures are filled of glorification of different persons and what they've achieved. And we want to achieve them. Naturally, we'll be gravitating to achieve them, to follow their footsteps, worship them, which means ultimately to serve them or to follow their instructions and footprints. And shuta vinibinam, tarka pratishta shutiya vibinam nasava rishir. And there's so many rishis explaining what the goal of life is, whether it's Patanjali, to merge into the super soul, Ashtavakra, how everything is just made out of material elements, or Vyasadeva, Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many sages and they all have different opinions. Dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam. The real goal is hidden in the hearts of the self-realized soul. Dharmasya tatvam nihitam mahajano yena kata sapanta. Therefore one has to choose someone that they think is, quote, self-realized. That they've actually realized their selves, they're experiencing the joy of happiness of the self. Now, for those in the mode of ignorance, they'll choose someone like Haranyakashipu or Haranyaksha or some other personality in the mode of ignorance as their leader and follow them. Punk rockers or whatever, movie stars, athletes. Now, those in the mode of passion, they'll choose someone like Bill Gates or someone, again, some athlete or some rock star, someone in the mode of passion as their leader. And they'll imitate them, listen to their interviews, follow their externally, what they're doing externally, they try to understand what's happening internally. And in Sattva Gun, people follow some demigod, some person who, you know, maybe animal rights leader, something a little bit more in the mode of goodness. But dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam, Mahajano yena katasabhat. But the actual Mahajans are Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janaka, Bhishmo, Vayarva, Yastika, Vayam. The actual Mahajans begin with Brahma and Shiva and Narada. These are the real Mahajans who are focused on Krishna. Unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, we have so many ghosts in our minds. Ghosts, meaning that we choose some Mahajan, we're just not conscious of it. They're kind of like floating around like a ghost in our imagination. And wherever we look, we compare everyone else to our Mahajans, whoever we take as a Mahajan. Now most people don't know about Krishna, so they don't bother comparing people to Krishna, nor do they know about pure devotees, nor do they care about pure devotees. They have other criteria floating around their heads. People are that they think are ideal persons, and they compare everyone else to that ideal person, including themselves. And therefore people are always disappointed because they become like their ideal person, they're still unhappy, frustrated, looking for another ideal person to serve, to follow. And therefore, they're judging themselves according to this ideal person, and they're disappointed in themselves and their others. And even they achieve what they were looking for, still they're disappointed, because it never gives them the happiness they were actually looking for. Therefore, if we take Krishna as the ideal person, still we can imitate him, but we can try to follow his instructions. And here his instructions, and the devotee's instructions, is that one should try to take the devotees as ideal. Ideal because they're thinking about Krishna, because they're engaged in Krishna service, and try to appreciate that what they're doing is ideal, that they're actually following an ideal person who's engaged in Krishna service. And therefore, when we see ourselves engaged in Krishna service, we'll also be able to appreciate the fact that I'm also engaged in Krishna service. And rather than being always disappointed with ourselves and with everyone else, we can actually appreciate ourselves and everyone else too. That's real self-esteem. Now here, Nanda Maharaj is perfection. Krishna is crawling in his yard. Nanda Maharaj doesn't think he's Krishna. He thinks he's himself to be a servant of Krishna. And that's what we're trying to become, is a servant of Krishna. Therefore, someone like Nanda Maharaj is the ideal person for us to appreciate the fact of his service attitude. He's not doing something extraordinary. He's simply trying to please Krishna in whatever capacity he has. Of course, he's a king. He has a lot of cows. He has a lot of butter and ghee. He has a good wife who makes very nice yogurt for Krishna. That's how he pleases Krishna. And pleases Krishna's devotees. So he's ideal. He not only tries to please Krishna, but he knows that Krishna is pleased when his devotees are pleased. And therefore, when he invites Krishna for prasadam, when it's time to eat, he has all the cowboys eating. And all the gopis, and they're all helping cooking for Krishna because they want to make it first class. And they know the gopis like to cook for Krishna because they also want to please Krishna. And the cows, they want to give their milk for Krishna to make nice foodstuffs for Krishna. So everyone's happy because they want to please Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj makes those arrangements. That's all he does, is make arrangements to please Krishna. So that's what we should be doing, trying to make arrangements to please Krishna according to our capacity. It doesn't have to be buying big buildings or whatever else, according to our capacity. Just try to make the arrangements to please Krishna, and that's included within that, make the arrangements to please Krishna's devotees to the best of our capacity. And that will become gradually, we'll be able to think about Krishna all the time, if that's what we're doing. That's why Nanda Maharaj and the devotees are always thinking about Krishna, because they're always making arrangements to please Krishna and his devotees. Therefore, they have no choice but to think about Krishna and his devotees, because that's all they're doing. And to the extent we're not doing that, then of course we're going to be deficient in thinking about Krishna, and therefore we'll be disappointed, because we'll take someone else's ideal, what they're doing, as our purpose of life. And therefore we'll always be disappointed in ourselves, because we'll never be satisfied. And anyone else we're following outside of these devotees of Krishna, they're not satisfied either. So what's the choice? What's the chance of our becoming satisfied by following them? Therefore, Bhagavatam is very simple in one sense. Take these as ideal and see how they're pleasing Krishna and try to follow in their footsteps, and then we'll be trying to please Krishna. We'll become happy too, like they are, because Krishna is a reservoir of pleasure. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Mike. Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the lecture. Can we be picky about what devotee we going to follow?
I couldn't.
Can we choose what devotee we follow and what devotee not to follow? And which what devotee to compare with, and which in and some devotee we think we not should not compare with?
No, devotee means you have to, we should compare ourselves with a part of that person who's a devotee.
Okay, that's okay.
We should try to find out what part is the devotee and compare and follow their example.
Okay.
If we see a devotee as being a non-devotee, completely a non-devotee, then we'll fall down because we'll be committing offenses. Our vision will be quite limited. So we try to see the devotees, how they're devotees, and appreciate how they're devotees, and try to follow them, and then we'll become a devotee of Krishna's devotees, all his devotees, appropriately. Not blindly, but with Krishna conscious intelligence. That will make our relationships much sweeter than if we subtly criticize devotees for not being devotees when they're actually trying to become devotees. Then we won't understand how we're trying to become a devotee either. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. How we know what how much is our capacity?
How old are you?
16.
16. Have you figured out something about your capacity in 16 years? Have you discovered anything about your capacity right now? Capacity for what?
For serving.
Serving who?
Devotees and Krishna.
How much do you serve Krishna and the devotees now?
I don't know, with football in school.
What's that?
With soccer, I try to serve.
With soccer. Anyhow, you probably do a little bit more. That's something, but anyhow. We have so many things we're doing, including serving the devotees, so therefore that capacity will increase the more experience we have in Krishna consciousness. The more we get some favorable experience from Krishna's service, then the more our capacity will increase to serve Krishna and his devotees. Depends on experience.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? Yes.
Thank you for inspiring lecture. I would just like to ask, how can we recognize if we somehow or other still have some ideal outside Krishna consciousness, and how to rectify that?
How to recognize if we have still some ideal? Mm-hmm. Well, we should take it for granted. We've been in the material world for some time. And even in this lifetime, we've had our father and mothers had a big influence on what we expect is ideal. And probably most of our fathers and mothers are not pure devotees of Krishna. What to speak of our friends, our teachers, just in this lifetime we have enough persons we looked up to at different points of our life. And we try to follow them. We try to please them by following their instructions. We've been try to serve them in different ways. So they're all there. And how to do it? Well, choose an ideal person like Srila Prabhupada, and through his eyes see the other devotees, how they're also ideal to some degree or another. And then try to be like them, what you find is ideal. And confirm what you think is ideal through the Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, through the elder devotees, and through Shastra, that what you think is ideal is actually confirmed by Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And then try to follow it. See in every devotee, or in even aspiring devotee, how they're ideal, how they're following the ideal personalities, and see if that's correct. If you should follow it by Guru, Sadhana, Shastra, and when it's confirmed, when you're convinced, then appreciate them for what they're doing, and then try to follow them. And see what the result is. See if you're thinking about Krishna more, if you're seeing everyone and everything in relation to Krishna more, if you're experiencing detachment from other objectives and concentrating the mind upon Krishna. And you're feeling growing love for Krishna and for everyone, everything in relation to Krishna. Greater enthusiasm for the process of devotional service. More steady in devotional service and greater enthusiasm for it. Anything else? Kwala Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.